Bandy, 5 defeats on the trot, and then you beat promotion chasing Glossop. Great day.
Yeah, well, today's performance, I think, why we won, no mistakes. The last 5 games, individual errors, and not putting the ball back in it. No mistakes today, scored 2 goals, we've won. Great game, great derby, probably deserved a deal. They lost Ben Richardson after about 50 minutes, but it's still end-to-end. And Liam Ellis getting his first goal for the club, which he's been knocking on the door the last couple of weeks, so chuffing.
When you say no mistakes, is there a reason why you've made mistakes and why you didn't make them today?
No, it's, we pick a team, we have teams watch. Pick a team that we feel can win that certain game. And then lads make mistakes. And every time we have the last 5 or 6 games, we've been punished. Teams like Farsley, they had 2 chances, put them both away. Kendall Saturday, individual errors, twice, then we had a man sent off. The only shot they had in the second half, we've had 10, and they put theirs, the only chance away. So, I say the table doesn't lie. I think we're third to bottom still. Normal season, you probably would have finished about 14th for that amount of points, but when we've been on top, we've not punished teams, and when we've made mistakes, we've been punished.
Do you feel safe now? Are you mathematically safe?
I think we're 8 points clear now. Goole have made a right go of it. They've beat Farsley the other week. They won Saturday against Ramsbottom. Mike Fisher, who was with us up till 2-3 months ago, scored 2. So, even though he's not with us anymore, he's done us a favour today. But it shouldn't come down to other teams. We should have done it weeks ago.
What about the sendings off? Because I did a interview with you last year where you said you were making a point of getting on the right side of referees. Has that gone to bed now?
Well, Mitchell Bryant on Saturday was a bad challenge on himself. He's reacted poor. The two lads have gone head to head and Mitch has just gone towards him, but their lad's got yellow, Mitch has got straight red. And today, Rob Flynn, it's probably one of them you say he's tough for the team, because if he's not done the tackle and got a bit of the ball, their lad might have made it 2-2. So Rob had a great game, the lad we signed from Diggle, so he's done it for the team, really. And it's not right, but we've come away with 3 points.
And the main thing is survival and results.
Well, again, you've seen how many teams drop out of this league into the North West Counties, and it takes them years to get out of there, because only one goes up. You can lose 4 games in a season, like when out at U Mills, 104 points.
I remember.
And we lost out on goal difference. So, and look at Far now, I think they'll be in conference this season, after this season. So, you can either go on and push on, or the fans dry up like today. I think they're about 350. I don't think you get that in North West Counties. If you've got some good derby matches like now with Hyde and Draws in next year, Glossop, hopefully they make the playoffs, but they've now got to beat Lancaster on Saturday.
Is it fair to say this season's been tougher than you expected it to be last August?
Well, if you look at my hairline, it's the first season. Let's say I've been here, I think it's 56 years. Me and Ackers and myself and Lloyd, we've either won a cup, been near the playoffs, or we've sort of been 9th or 10th. This is the first year. Well, the side that we won the cup with last year at Hyde against Stanley Bridge, I think there's only Tom Dean and Tom Pratt left. Carl McGonigal's injured at the moment, and anyone we've brought in, and I got injured, or like Fish, the team comes in, more money, silly amount, you can't fault them. He's gone there and scored goals as well, and he's done his job for them. He's there around the playoffs, so Andy Keogh, great servant. They've all moved on, but it proved today what a good little bunch of lads we've got now. We've just got to keep hold of them and bring a few next year now and build for next year.
And do you think next year could be better?
Well, 4th to bottom, then we'll we've got to start. Well, it starts with pre-season, friendlies, who we've got to bring in. Got to bring the right ones in and keep the right ones this year. But the lads who have come in, it's a young bunch, we've only been together 2 or 3 months. And the chips are down today, they've got the result for the club. So well done to them. We've just got to finish now and get 3 points at Tadcaster and maybe push up to 17th, which is not the best, but it's better than finishing 3rd to bottom.
Thanks.